Harihi Om Tat Sat. Harihi Om Tat Sat. Jai Guru. I asked Ramaswamy, what should I speak today? So he was telling me, say about the intensity of sadhana as different from merely reading of books, taking to one text after the other. Considering that such reading is very important. Here, I have a warning to give, but I cannot discourage reading. But you should read to understand and to be guided by the message. So our reading must be purposeful. Not only that, you should consider reading to be a sadhana. I have been emphasizing this point, but I don't know even now whether our people have got it. The general people may not get it, but our inmates should be able to understand. What is meant by reading? Then again reflection. Again I come back to the same point. There are four different levels and kinds of human activity. One is physical, gross and sensory. Done by the sensory organs on the one hand and even the mouth and the tongue. These are external, gross and visible. But these are not independent activities. They cannot be alone by themselves. They have to be designed, initiated, implemented by the mind. So there is no physical or oral activity without the mind. Why am I saying this? In the physical and oral activity also, what is important is the mind. And we are not aware of it. Are you aware of the fact that mind is behind the opening and closing of the eyes? Mind is behind the folding and raising of your fingers. Mind is behind every word that you utter. I don't think. If you are aware of it, your attention will go to the mind every time you do an activity. I have done this activity. What is the effect on the mind? Has it stood to be enriched by it? Or there is a scar on the mind. When somebody scolds you or accuses you, you are giving importance to his scolding and you are not giving importance to your mind which gets affected. His scolding or your affectation, which is the problem here? His scolding is the problem. You are a fool if you say that. His scolding is not the problem. Why is he scolding? If there is a purpose, meaning and relevance, prostrate before him. If there is no relevance and no purpose, ensure that your understanding is correct and then stop it. It is not enough if you are true and correct. When others impute that you are not true and you are not correct, you should not get shaken. To be true is only half the attainment. Not to be affected when others say you are untrue is the attainment. How can you remain unaffected when others say that you are untrue? You can remain unaffected only when you are sure. After re-examination, re-evaluation, re-checking, n number of re-checking, you are still sure that you are not wrong. Now, by way of diversion I am saying, to make sure of this, you should be able to put the opposite and think. Maybe what he says is right. Is it that there is some substance in what he says? So your mind should be able to accommodate the opposite thinking. If you are impatient, then I don't think you are true and correct. Suppose you are patient and you are true and correct, when others say, you may feel sorry for him, but you cannot be angry about him. It is such a beautiful test. Now, well, let me come back to the point. The intensity of sadhana is something very simple according to me. What is it that you want to achieve? You want to achieve an inner state of fullness, abundance, contentment, sufficiency. It is something like a poor man wanting to be universally rich. Is there any poor man in this world who will not want to become rich? Is there anybody in this world who will not want to look beautiful? So like beauty, like riches, like health, like pleasantness, like contentment. The sadhana is meant for achieving this sovereign contentment, sovereign fullness, sovereign opulence, sovereign abundance, the moment you think of what you are going to achieve by sadhana, can you ever be sluggish in your sadhana? See, the sadhana is an answer for everything. If you are suffering from ill health, suffering from ill health, sadhana will help you to be healthy, to bear the ill health. Suppose you suffer from anything whatsoever, by sadhana, when you attain a siddhi, it will enable you to undergo the suffering. It will enable you to have infinite prosperity. It will enable you to have the benefit of prosperity. What is the benefit of prosperity? Feeling a sense of affluence and resourcefulness, which even the richest people are not able to have, because they feel their riches are surpassed and excelled by some others. Just see, what is it that you want? Fullness for your stomach, fullness for your mind, fullness for your intelligence. All these are had only by sadhana and siddhi. The moment you reflect upon what is the sadhana and what is the goal or gain I have with the sadhana, automatically you have to be an aspirant of it. And once you are an aspirant, would you not like to have it earlier and faster? So the intensity becomes natural, natural, natural. The people who are given to irritation, tears, etc., they should understand by sadhana and siddhi, their irritation will subside, the tears will not come. So will they not like it? There is nobody who will not like sadhana, nobody who will not like it to fruition the fastest. So I think the understanding of sadhana is imperfect. That is why you are not able to have intensity in it. Do you want to be happy? Yes. Do you want to be contented? Yes. Do you want to have a sense of sufficiency within? Yes. Abundance, fullness. Do you want to have a state which is unsurpassable by anybody? Would you like to be unassailable in your personality? Would you like to reach a stage where no desire will appeal to you, no greed will overtake you, and no competition will victimize you? You will be able to love even your enemy number one, and you will be able to be affectionate to one and all. Answer these questions. If the answer is yes, how can you be sluggish in your sadhana? So in the matter of being intense in sadhana, I don't find there is any option or alternate. I am sorry that many people do not know what is this sadhana for. Many have taken initiation from me. Even after initiation, they don't understand what the sadhana is for. Very few people are able to feel good. There is one Nataraja who said, "I will keep contact with you." He says he meditates 1 hour in the morning and 1 hour in the evening. "Are you feeling peaceful and calm?" He said, "Yes." And his complaint is that, "I don't still feel the self and self-realization." See, he is feeling peaceful and he is able to sit, but I am not still getting the absorption, absorption, absorption. So the absorption becomes a delusion for him. Is it necessary to be absorbed? If you are happy in the wakeful state, where is the question of being absorbed from it? Do you want to sleep for the 24 hours of the day? Then why are you saying? So we should understand, what is it that we want? All people will not have the same experience. So I think every point in the sadhana should be raised with the Guru, and he will give an answer. When the clarity is given, you should take to it without any doubt, with faith, and then you should see that your sadhana becomes intense. If you understand what I have spoken, you tell me, can you ever relax your sadhana? So the intensity of sadhana is a natural corollary or a natural outcome of the seeker understanding the need, benefits and fruition of his sadhana. When that is understood, I don't think any mind will recede from it. Harihi Om Tatsa. Jai Guru.